Mishnah Dalit is going to focus on the various parts of the service at which kavana shelo lishma can invalidate the karban. HaPesach v'achatas sheshachton shelo lishman. A karban pesach and a karban chatas which were slaughtered shelo lishman, or kibel v'halach v'zarak shelo lishman, or else if one accepted the blood into a kli, or walked with the blood to the mizbeach, or actually sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach without intention for lishma, or if someone did part of the service lishma for the right name and part of the service for the wrong name, or if he did the first part of the service not for the proper name and the latter part of the service for the proper name, sulam, the halacha is that it is pasul. Now the din of the Mishnah is that there are four parts of the service of the karban which are significant in that which the intent at those four actions can invalidate the karban. They are shechita, which is the actual shechting of the karban, the kabbalah, which is the kabbalah sadam, accepting the blood into a kli sharis, hailacha is taking the blood from where you accepted it to the mizbeach, and zrika means actually sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. So all four of those operations must be done lishma. If any one of those four was done shalei lishman, psulan, then the carbon would be puzzle. Ketzad lishman v'shalei lishman. What would be a case where you did it lishma and shalei lishma? That would be l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. That, let's say you sacrificed a carbon pesach for the proper intent of a carbon pesach, and then you finished off doing it for the intent of a carbon shlamim. Now the Mishnah asks, what would be the case of shalei lishman v'lishman, where you have the wrong intention and the right intention? That would be if you started off being a carbon pesach l'shem shlamim, and you concluded it being at l'shem pesach. And now the Mishnah explains, shazevach nifsal barba tvarim, because a karban can be puzzled at any one of the following four parts of the avoda: b'shechita, the shechting of it; the kibul, the accepting of the blood in the klisharis; b'hiluch, by taking the blood to the mizbeach; u'bizrika, or in the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. Reb Shimon machshir behiluch. Reb Shimon feels that we can take hiluch, taking the blood from mizbeach, off the list, and machshava during the hiluch would not invalidate the carbon. Reason being, shahay Reb Shimon aimer, because Reb Shimon used to say, yefshir shalei b'shechita, it's impossible to bring a carbon without shechting it. V'shalei b'kabbalah, it's impossible to bring a carbon without receiving the blood. V'shalei b'zrika, and it's impossible to bring a carbon without sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. Aval efshar b'shalei behiluch, but it is possible to bring the carbon without walking. For example, if you shechted the animal right next to the mizbeach, you don't need to go anywhere. You simply just turn around and sprinkle the blood. Therefore, Reb Shimon says that if one had kavana by the halacha, that would not be significant to invalidate the karban. As the Mishnah says, shochet b'tzad mizbeach v'zorek, the scenario would be where you shecht next to the mizbeach. Reb Eliezer says, amahalach b'magam shutzarech lahalech, if one is walking in the azara, towards the mizbeach, a place where he needs to walk, then hamachshava peselus, the machshava would invalidate the karban if it's the wrong machshava. But if he's walking in a direction where he does not need to, let's say he's walking away from the mizbeach to get something, then ein hamachshava peselus, the machshava at that time of shaloi lizmana, yichutz lizmana, or shaloi lishma, would not passel the karban. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, kol hazvachim. Shakibel Daman, all of his vachim, that the Kabbalah Saddam was done either by a Zar, by a non-Kohen, Onein, by someone who had lost one of the close relatives that there's an obligation to mourn over. So the day of the passing, that person has the status of an Onein. An Onein, who does the service in the Beis HaMikdash, is Pasul. The exception to that would only be the Kohen Gadol. Or if the person was a Tvul Yom, meaning he had been Tamei, and he had already gone to the mikvah to become tahar, but he still needs the sun to set, Harev Shemesh, to become tahar. If he did the Kabbalah Saddam before Harev Shemesh, then the karban would be pasul, as we will say, mechusar begadim, if he did it lacking any of the four requisite garments that a kohen must wear, or mechusar kippurim, or if even he was tahar, and he went to the mikvah, and he had Harev Shemesh, but he was one of the categories that must bring a carbon the next day, for example, a zav or a mitzayra, and he did not wait for the next day, the halacha is that the kabbalah saddam would be pasul. Or Shalei Rochach Yadayim Ve'Reglayim, if he did not do Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Reglayim from the Kiyar, and the Rav points out this, how they used to do Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Reglayim, that he would put his right hand over his right foot, and then together stick them underneath the faucet of the Kiyar, while washing his foot together with his hand, and then he would do it on the left side as well. Or, if he was an Orel, meaning he was uncircumcised, perhaps it was because the Halacha mandated that he not be circumcised, let's say it was due to health problems, but the bottom line is that one who is not circumcised cannot do the Avodah, or if he was actually Tamei, or if he was sitting, because we know the Halacha is one must stand when he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, like it says in the Torah, La'amod l'shares, to stand to serve, therefore sitting is invalidates the service, or Eimid al-Gabe Kelim, if one is standing in the Azara, but he's standing on top of Kelim, on top of utensils, or al-Gabe Abahim, or if he's standing on top of an animal, or if he's standing al-Gabe Ragli Chaveiro, on top of the feet of his friend, Pasal, then it would be Pasal. The Bar Tanura explains, just like a Kohen, when he's holding the Kli Sharis, cannot have a Chatzitza, cannot have a separation between himself and the Kli, for example, he may not wear gloves when he's holding the Kli Sharis. So too, he may not be wearing socks, because that separates him from the floor. And that direct connection between the Kohen and the floor is integral in the validity of the service. The Mishnah continues, Kibel b'smol, what if he accepted the blood in his left hand? Pasal, that would be pasal, because the Pasuk says that you must use your etzba and your yad, and we know that that always refers to the right hand. Reb Shimon Machshir, Reb Shimon says it is kosher because he disagrees with the interpretation of the Pasuk, and holds you do not need to require only the right side. Nishbach al haritzba, what if the blood spilled on the floor? So in other words, the Kohen shechted it, and somehow the person who was supposed to do the Kabbalah Saddam dropped his kli, and the blood just went all over the floor. So here, in this case, we don't have a Kabbalah Saddam. So instead, ve'asfo, he gathered it from the floor and then put it into the kli, pasul, that would also be considered a pasul Kabbalah, and the carbon would be invalid. Nisanai agabe hakevesh. What if the person, the Kohen, instead of doing zrika, sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach, he mistakenly sprinkled it on the ramp, which is adjacent to the Mizbeach, or he did it on the Mizbeach, but shelo keneged hayisod, not on top of the base that goes around the Mizbeach where the blood is supposed to be put, or Nasanatanitanim Lamata Lemalan, if he put those things which are supposed to be put beneath the Chut HaSikra, which was an ornament that went around the center of the Mizbeach. So some bloods are supposed to be put below that Chut HaSikra and some are supposed to be put above. So what if he did the ones that are supposed to be below above, or Vesanitanim Lamala Lamatan, or the ones that should be above, he put it below? Or esanitanim b'fenim b'chutz, those which are supposed to be done perhaps in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in the Heichel, he instead sprinkled that on the outside Mizbeach. Or esanitanim b'chutz, the blood that's supposed to go on the outside Mizbeach, he instead put it b'fenim in the Heichel. Pasul, it would again invalidate the carbon ve'ein by kares, but in those scenarios there would not be an obligation of kares.